Now you have a choice. We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. It is 12:16. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
And Diane Ducey.
And it's Motivation Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Today we're talking about job loss and moving on. Dr. Gail Thone, PhD, is with us, and you can find her at perfectlypositive.com. And Dr. Gail, let's talk about this. I know some people, especially with the economy today, some people have been looking for work and looking for work, and you can just see the frustration in their eyes and also depression. People feel like nobody thinks I'm of value anymore. How, if you're going through that kind of feeling, how do you help yourself snap out of it? Because that's a pretty tough one to dig yourself out of.
Yes, and I really want to emphasize loved ones of people in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can't snap out of it yourself. I'm not a drug pusher. You know me, Mary Lynn.
Right. Your mind over matter.
But in many cases, it is a biological, chemical situation that needs to be evaluated and assessed by a professional. So sometimes we can snap ourselves out of it. But if it goes on more than 2 weeks or so, get yourself to your medical doctor, mental health person, because you need help and you deserve help.
Yes.
And you need to be evaluated so that you can move forward.
Okay.
Many of us, you know, can whip ourselves up and snap out of it, but if this goes on for 2 weeks or more, please seek professional help.
And I really liked how you said you deserve it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, many, many people who never had to ask for assistance are asking for it now, and I thank you as a fellow American. You put in many years of service, and you deserve it. It's not pity. It's something you earned. Now's the time to ask for help.
And you know, as we're talking about this and this job loss and moving on, Dr. Gail has a series of CDs that are meditations. And so these, again, are, you know, this is one simple way to try and help yourself to change your thinking and to take this loss and try to see it as an opportunity. And loss isn't necessarily that you got canned. I mean, there are people who will make a conscious decision to move on because maybe the work environment isn't what they thought it was or it's just not working for them. And Gail, you've gone through something like this before.
Yes. As you know, I had many exciting, wonderful years on the faculty at the University of Minnesota. I loved it. I had a passion for it. But there did come a time for me to move on, and it was voluntary. I really didn't realize how sad I would be every September, like right about today, Mary Lynn.
School's about to start, and you're not going in.
And I'm not going in. And so it's important, even if it's a voluntary loss, to let yourself feel that sadness, remember the good times, and then think about moving on in a healthy way.
Mm-hmm. And what is next for you?
Exactly. And as you know, I was looking forward to more flexibility and talking with people in the media and other situations, but mostly being free of that schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we forget, you know, when we're making our list and maybe we're feeling sad about the job loss, to look at the things that really were not so wonderful.
Hmm. Yeah, you're right. It is kind of funny how we'll do that whole grass is greener thing.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like in relationship breakups. Remember
mm-hmm.
when we talked about that?
Yeah.
We can forget what a loser that person might have been while we're missing them, but the reality was maybe it wasn't so perfect.
I'll tell you one thing that I did when I voluntarily left my profession because I at one point in my life because I wanted to learn some new skills and techniques.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually wrote down the reasons on a piece of paper when I would, because, you know, I was feeling some frustrations. I don't share those with people, but I wrote them down to remind myself when a month from, I had made my decision, or 2 months when I made my decision, you know how you'll feel that those pangs of regret.
Yes.
And so I would look at that piece of paper to remind myself, that's yes, okay.
That's a perfect technique. Mm-hmm. I have often used that with my own patients. Writing things down and looking at them mm-hmm. can be extremely helpful, especially in our down moments.
Mm-hmm.
But you also brought up a point I would love to emphasize. Okay. If we are between opportunities, either by choice or circumstances, absolutely think about volunteering, because it is a tremendous way to network. Okay. And you never know when you're doing a random act of kindness who you might meet that knows a person that would like a person just like yourself to come and work with them. Of course, do it from your heart, but it opens up so many doors, learning new skills, meeting new people, and being able to contribute in a way that you couldn't contribute when you were working at a job. It's powerful.
Oh, great, great advice. I'm looking over at Diane Ducey, the queen of volunteerism over here.
It's true. And, our radio station has social events going on. And if you come on out, you can meet a person who's going to open that next door. I mean, there's just so many things that I hear about people in their lives that, if they weren't there at the time, they wouldn't have met that person mm-hmm. who's, the next employment opportunity.
Oh, Diane, and also your self-esteem, especially if you're feeling down.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine how much help is needed, for example, after these storms?
Oh, yes, yes, mm-hmm. yeah.
And that's another way to shake it up. If you have mobility, if you can responsibly, leave your everyday life, and I want to emphasize responsibly.
Right.
sometimes location change is a good thing,
mm-hmm.
especially if you're going to help people. It sounds like you know a little about this, Diane.
Oh, yeah. Oh. And I have a few people on my radar now that I was encouraging to get out. I mean, and just getting out and being social and getting yourself spruced up a little bit, that'll lift your spirits often, mm-hmm. oftentimes. So,
right. And if it doesn't and it goes on for 2 weeks, get yourself some professional help.
That's right.
All right. Because you deserve it.
You deserve it.
It's Motivation Monday, and we do this every Monday at 12 o'clock to help chase the blues away. And we've been talking with Dr. Gail Thone, PhD. She's a licensed psychologist, licensed marriage and family therapist, certifications in sports psychology and clinical hypnosis. Also taught at the University of Minnesota for many years, is now in private practice. Has a website that you're working on. Beefing it up a little bit, but it's www.perfectlypositive.com, and you can go there and sign up for Dr. Gail's free newsletter. And I've known Dr. Gail for a number of years, love, big fan, and so, always thrilled to be able to have you on. And Gail, we've been talking about job loss and moving on, and one of the things that you say on your CD about this, your motivation, your meditation CD, is to not waste this opportunity. And so that's interesting that loss, you were saying, is an opportunity.
Exactly. It's an ancient thought, certainly not an original one. And we really need to seize that and use every loss as an opportunity. When I think of one thing a person could do, just talking to you, I would feel totally comfortable calling you up, saying, Mary Lynn, brainstorm with me. What do you think I would be good at? I trust you, and I would listen to you. So sometimes we reach out to professionals.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we just think of a trusted friend,
mm-hmm.
Maybe someone who would mentor us. Maybe just asking for an interview with someone in a job that we would love to have,
mm-hmm.
and they might tell us how to, get going in that career path. The main thing is to get up and be bold.
Okay.
Seize the opportunity.
Okay. And one of your suggestions there, maybe reaching out to somebody who's in that industry to see if you could get an interview, or at least maybe sit down and talk with them to learn more about the industry and what you should do to put yourself in better position to get hired. That's also expanding your network. And that's another thing that you say in your CD is that, you know, you've got to get your mindset in. You've got to build that network and expand out so people know that you're looking for something.
Exactly. Sometimes we're embarrassed, you know, and we don't want to give the details that we were sacked or burnt out or fired or the job was dissolved, whatever it was. But there's so many people in that situation that you'll have plenty of company. The literature does suggest not dwelling on being overly self-defensive.
Right.
And, you know, practice in the mirror. Practice on a trusted friend. What are you going to say when you don't have a job? Mm-hmm. You know, don't be angry.
Well,
move on.
You know, when you're out networking, that's like the first thing people ask. They get your name and they say, oh, what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
So what if you've just recently lost your job, what would be a good answer there? Because that's always an awkward, uncomfortable moment.
Well, then we have to reposition it, right?
Okay.
I am so excited. I'm in transition.
Oh, beautiful.
Okay. I'm exploring new opportunities. This is such an exciting time in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And then with some people, it might be appropriate to say, and that's why I would really welcome an opportunity to talk with you.
Okay.
So we turn it into a positive, not, you know, not in a sappy kind of way.
Right.
But in a way that it works for us to move on.
That's good. And you know what? And just think about how much happier you'll be when you say that than to say, oh, well, you know, I just lost my job, so I'm looking. I mean, that doesn't really allow for, well, to me, that's almost a conversation starter because it's uncomfortable. But when you say, oh, I'm looking for new opportunities. I'm so happy I'm in transition. Then people are going to, obviously, they're going to follow up. Oh, well, what are you interested in? What are you looking for?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And always ask about other people. In general, people like to talk about themselves. So you can set up the question, do you have any ideas or have you heard of any openings?
Okay.
And ask in an appropriate way to think of me. And one very basic thing, as you know, is to have a very nice calling card and have them available.
And it's so easy today to at least make you can print up some business cards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so easy today to be able to do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And to make them catchy.
Mm-hmm.
And something that people will remember.
Good point.
It's also so easy to have a website nowadays.
That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
It's really easy to whip one up.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that on Motivational Monday, what a great program that we've stirred up some of your listeners to move on in a positive way.
I think so. And we thank you so much. You can find Dr. Gail Fone at www.perfectlypositive.com. And if you would like to order one of her many CDs that she has available, there's The Job Loss, Moving On. There's
Intimate Relationships,
Sleep Better, Stop Smoking Now, Releasing Stress in Your Life, Lose Weight Now. A real nice array. Or, you know, Dr. Gail is in private practice, so you can always contact her at 763-551-1518. And I'll post the link to the website and also provide the phone number on our Facebook page to make it easy for you to find there too, MyConnect FM. But Gail, thank you so much. We look forward to having you back.
And thank you so much. I hope it's a great Monday for everyone.
It's a motivated Monday now.
Bye-bye.
All right, take care. 1234 Connect FM.